the president's phone call to Harry S. Truman on his birthday from the LBJ Ranch in Texas, May 9, 1966.
President Truman, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I understand you said that you thought I had more important things to do than to call you on your birthday, but I just want to tell you that for the first time in your life, you're wrong. Miss Truman may...
It has to be a first time for everything, you know.
Miss Truman may know some other times, but I don't.
Well, I appreciate that.
Mr. President, I want you to know that I'm never going to be too busy as long as I live and you live to pay my respects to one of the greatest Americans I've ever known. I'm aware that you get a little impatient with... I know you get a little impatient with these birthday celebrations every year.
Well, I appreciate it more than I can tell you, and I want to say to you that I feel the same way to you that you do to me, and I don't know how I can put it any stronger than that.
I've often thought that you'd rather have your friends cussing you than praising you, but that may be why you became a Democrat. The trouble is, Mr. President, nobody has anything left to fight with you about. We've had 13 years now that you were president, to see the wisdom of your policies. They are not the right thinking person in the free world today who would want to go back and change a single one of your program.
Well, that's really a compliment that I can't live down, and I appreciate it more than I can tell you.
I'm afraid you're just going to have to go right on paying the price for greatness.
I can't very well agree that it's great. I agree that it was an accident of the historical affairs and things that happened. And I can't agree that it's great, but it's the best I could do, and that's all a horse can do, you know.
I want to say something else that I'm about the only one I think's in a position to observe. I have dozens and dozens and dozens of patriotic, dedicated men working for the government. And among the best men that are closest to me are the top appointees that you brought into the government. And I want to tell you that they're not only patriotic men, men of good judgment, but they're loyal men that fight for their president and for their country. And I think it's a tribute to your judgment when you selected men like that.
Well, you know that's the highest compliment you could pay me. A man who is a judge of men is a man who can make a government work.
The Senate passed a resolution the other day demanding that body where you served rendered such illustrious service. They demanded I make your birthday greeting official on behalf of the whole United States. Now, I've just signed the proclamation, which I'm releasing to that effect. And I'll tell you something else. You're not only going to have to put up with your admirers on this birthday, but on many more birthdays to come, because like George Washington, you are first in the hearts of your countrymen, and there's no getting out of it. So, happy birthday, Mr. President, and God bless you and that wonderful woman who stood so loyally by you through thick and thin.
Thank you very much. Most of the facts that I've made good because I have the right kind of a partner at home.
Well, you have the best, and Lady Bird and I both send our love to both of you.
Well, I appreciate that most highly.
Goodbye. Come to the White House whenever you come up that way.
I'll do it.
There's always a suite there for you, and we give you special attention.
I'll do it.
Thank you. Bye.